Good day to you. This is Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Along with Debbie Giorgiani, I am Jerry Usher, and we've got our support team behind us. We are all set to go, Debbie, on this Tuesday broadcast, Feast of St. Clair today. Happy Feast Day.
It is. I love this feast day. I love St. Clair of Assisi. I really would encourage folks to read up on her. What an amazing saint and such a great role model for all of us on humility. You know, I believe she referred to herself as the little plant or something of that nature, but yet she was so strong, right? Yeah. Isn't that a beautiful, beautiful image? But today on Take Two, this is that we call all of the Take Two family. So just let me just set the record straight here, okay? You're wondering, how do I get into this wonderful, glorious family? If you're listening, you're in the family. You see how easy it is? So call in. You ready? We're going to be talking about, drum roll, annoying people. Okay, those just annoying folks that we love most of the time, but they can really get on our nerves. It's sometimes so intolerable to be around. And it's not a judgmental thing. It just doesn't work, right? The chemistry doesn't work. What do we do about it as Catholic Christians? Do we run, meaning run away? Do we avoid them? Do we encounter them and try to encourage them to be not so annoying? Do we look at ourselves and maybe we are the ones who are doing the annoying? Who knows? Let's talk about it from all different angles. 833-288-3986. That's the number to call.
Well, as they say, anytime you get two people in the same room or under the same roof, the possibility of one or another of them being annoying is present. So we've all had this experience. Believe me, I'm going to share a couple of examples of things that annoy me. And if you have some things that are annoyances for you that you would like to call in and share, again, it's not finger pointing. It's not judging anybody. Just saying, as we go through the course of everyday life, day after day, week, month, year after year, we get annoyed by people, or as Debbie said, we can do the annoying sometimes. So give us a call. Maybe you've learned to change some of your behaviors based on some, you know, very loving thoughts that people have given you about this. 833-288-3986.
We all encounter those people that really just, you know, rub us the wrong way. It just doesn't work. You know, we walk away, think very drained, exhausted, being in their presence. Has that ever happened to you? And, you know, nowadays, you know, everybody's, well, look, we're in an election year. Let's face it. Everybody's dividing up. We're choosing sides. Everybody's, you know, pitting one against the other and targeting people, and character assassination seems to be a big thing these days. You know, I just don't want to talk to you anymore on social media. So I'm going to unfriend you. Like, wow. Okay. You know, think about it. I mean, it really is silly, but we do get on each other's nerves. Let's talk about it and see if we can walk away a little bit changed, a little bit closer to God. Okay, I'm going to put Jerry Usher on the spot. I wasn't going to do this, folks. I wasn't going to do this. All right, but I'm going to put him on the spot. Jerry, you must tell the truth. Do I annoy you?
Oh, absolutely not.
Oh, thank you.
I was going to make a small joke, though. And
you
that
were?
Is when we talk about what do you do with people who annoy you? Well, you work with them anyway.
Okay, that's hilarious.
Do I annoy you, Debbie?
Ask me. No, I absolutely enjoy your personality. You are incredibly funny. You have a lot of people don't know this, folks. I'm going to share a little behind the curtain. Okay, what do you call it? Your inside baseball.
I
don't even understand what that means, but okay. All right. But so here's, Jerry, you have the greatest sense of humor. It cracks me up. And so I absolutely enjoy your personality. Plus you're just amazingly brilliant, I have to say. I mean it. The stuff that comes out of your head, I mean, you are so creative. And so I enjoy it. But there's other people. I mean, you and I have been in situations or events where we've been around people and we're like, okay, where's the exit door? Right? You know, sometimes it can get really awkward, you know, where it just doesn't work in the scenario. So I'd love to hear what our listeners have to say about annoying people. It's not a judgmental thing. We're not trying to say, oh, well, we're better than everybody else. That's not true. Let's just face it. Not everybody is going to gel. There's not going to be that kind of you know, harmonious thing happening all the time. And that's what we want to talk about, right?
Well, we all are the ones who do the annoying once in a while. Let's face that. So maybe you would like to share some ways that you are annoyed. What are some of the things that get under your skin a little bit? Do you think that the annoyances you feel from others is maybe a reflection of things you don't like in yourself? Sometimes that's the case. 833-288-3986. And I was going to say, one of the things that annoys me is I call them 30-minute, 5-minute phone calls.
Right, I'm guilty of it, okay?
No. it's somebody calls and they've got, you know, business that can be handled in about 5 minutes, and then you look down at your phone timer and you're at 30, 35, 40 minutes, right. And you're just going, oh. And that's probably a boundaries issue with me more than anything else.
Well, women have more words than men. That's what I heard anyway. No, I understand. It bothers me when you go into a meeting, especially now with these different online meetings, and they say this is just going to be an hour, and it's like 2 hours later, mm-hmm. and you're thinking this isn't an hour. This is the longest hour ever, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's just that is. I agree with you. I think you should set kind of a limit before you enter into a phone conversation. Like, do you have 5 minutes? Do you have 15 minutes? Or I have 20 minutes. I think that's very healthy. It's not a rude thing. I think it really does set those boundaries that keeps everybody playing fair.
Well, I guess people must just love talking to me or something. So I do that sometimes, Debbie. I say, look, what? I've got 10 minutes, but I wanted to get back to you on this. So what's up? You know, and then pretty soon you're going, you know, you arrive at where you're going, or you got to get on to the next thing or something. And again, I'll say that's probably me. You know, I'm not good at setting boundaries and following them and stuff.
I would agree with that. No, but
yeah,
so maybe this is the beginning of a new chapter in your life, Jerry, where you'll say goodbye. I hope you just don't hang up the phone on me, though.
No.
Time's up. See you later. Goodbye. You know, but hey, folks, see how we can make this a very fun, engaging conversation, and we can learn something. We can grow a little. We're talking about annoying people. We love them. Let's admit it. We do. But they get on our nerves. And let's talk about it. That's what Take Two is all about. So call in, won't you? 833-288-3986. Let's hear your take on this topic.
You're with Take Two with Jerry and Debbie on EWTN Radio. Remember, it's your show. You drive it with your takes, your lived experiences, your wisdom, your insights. People learn from you. We all learn together. Phone number to get on the show today as we talk about things or people that annoy you, 833-288-3986. Debbie, there is someone in my life who would never, who cannot, it's impossible for him to annoy me. And it's his birthday today. It's my little puppy, Duke.
Oh, we're really going to announce that it's his birthday?
Yes, of course.
Duke,
if it was Gracie's birthday, you would call a holiday and probably not even do the show. You'd take a day off, you know? And
that's different, yes, because it's Gracie. I know, Duke's a good boy. Is Duke in the room?
No, he's not. I have the office studio door closed right now. But
I'm sure he's waiting there, listening. He probably has a little mini cup against the door.
No, I got him a little mini headset. He's listening on his wireless headset.
Oh, Duke, happy birthday. I'm sure you're going to get many treats today like you always do, and many walks like you always do, because you run and rule the house.
He does, pretty much.
I love it. Did you get him a gift?
Well, I'm trying to think of what to get him. I thought of maybe a pork chop with 3 candles in it. The problem is the pork chop's almost as big as he is, so I don't think that would be a good idea.
Oh, my goodness.
But he's going to have a good day. We've already been for one walk, and he's probably going to go for another one later.
Wow, that is a big day in the Usher household. No, Duke, I have to say Duke is really cute. Okay, if I had to have a second puppy, it would definitely be Duke. Duke is like part human. I mean, really, the things he does are really strangely have human qualities.
He's a very, very bright little boy. Yeah.
Do we know how old he is? How old is this Dukester?
Well, it was 3 years ago today that he came to live here. So okay. he chose us, not the other way around. But Ron in Los Angeles just texted, such a good boy.
Ron, you, don't Ron. Buy into it, okay? We all... No, he is. Duke is really, he's really a sweet boy. But I'm cracking up today. Please forgive us, folks. I can't even, you know, contain the laughter. It's just hilarious. You were setting it up like I thought it was some like big, you know, prince's birthday or something. Well, he is a prince. Well, you're right. There you go. So guess what, Jerry? We have open phone lines. Yeah. Okay. And we're talking about annoying people. Are we annoying you right now? Maybe we're annoying you and you want to call. Please don't, actually. But no.
Just call, don't in. Turn the radio off. Call and let us know. But don't tune us out. You got to call and let us know. What's going on today?
Yeah. That's hilarious. 833-288-3986. Okay, you're the Take-Two family. You asked for this. You said, can we see more of how you and Jerry interact and, you know, your banter back and forth and your, you know, working relationship that you have that just seems so, you know, amazing. Well, this is it. Okay, this is what we do. We talk about Duke and the treats and his walks and see this is it, folks. You've got the real deal. But we want to hear what annoys you. 833-288-3986. Please call in and join us. We're a happy big family.
Well, Elizabeth has decided to do that in Kenosha, Wisconsin, listening on a Roku device. Elizabeth, welcome to Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Thank you for taking my call.
Sure enough.
The situation I wanted to talk about, I'm an assisted living. I'm 93 years old, and I'm blind. Awesome. And I have the resident assistants come in and take care of us. And there was one that I just couldn't stand. Her attitude was just that she told me once, you're just a baby. You want to be treated like a baby. Well, that insulted me so that I called them and I said, I don't want to see her anymore. And then I felt so ashamed of it that I started praying for her, but not that she had changed, just praying for God's mercy to be upon her. And some time has passed since I saw her, and this past week she came, and I'm telling you, she is a completely changed person. She is just loving and wonderful. I'm sure it wasn't my prayers that changed her. It's just maybe I changed. But anyway, the problem is we have no problem now.
Wow. Go ahead, Deb.
I was just going to say, Elizabeth, I believe it was your prayers. And I think it also was the fact that you stood up for yourself and said, you know, I don't like this. This doesn't feel right. This is a high level of disrespect. And it is. And I used to see it all the time, Elizabeth, just so you know. I think the caregivers in assisted livings and nursing homes and independent living places, they do a wonderful job. Overall, they are so giving and so loving. But every once in a while, you'll catch somebody on a bad day or they have an issue and they'll talk down to the seniors. And I used to see it all the time, Elizabeth. It used to happen to my mom. And it's so disrespectful. You have lived a very, very long life, a beautiful life. You've accomplished so many things and you should be respected for being able to do all that. And so I think it was wonderful. Two things, that you stood up and said, I don't want her around. And then you went to prayer and you softened her heart. And that's going to help other people. So I say, what a beautiful soul you are, Elizabeth. And thank you for representing our senior population in such a beautiful way. 93, you would never guess it by the sound of your voice. What do you think, Jerry?
I agree with all that you said, Elizabeth. Thank you so much for taking the time to call in. So glad to know you're listening and you're part of the Take-Two family. And I, too, love the fact that you took this to prayer. That's the one thing we can all do. And you didn't, from what I gathered anyway, you didn't have a specific direction that you wanted God to act or whatever. You just simply said, pray for God's will, whatever that is. And the whole situation was made so much better by you doing that. What do you think?
I think so.
Yeah.
But
good.
The idea is not to pray for a change in them. The idea is to just pray for God's mercy to be on them.
Mm-hmm.
And that God's mercy just be upon them and the best to happen to them.
Right.
And I think that's the answer for me.
Yeah, for all of us. Elizabeth, we have to ask you a question. 93 years young. Can you give us any tips on what we should be thinking about doing? What I mean, you absolutely know what's going on in this world, and it's tough. What would you recommend in your 93 years of wisdom?
Well, to close yourself off from all the stuff that's going on outside that irritates you, the news, just cut it out as best you can, and that will give you a lot of peace. And peace is so important as you grow closer to God, and making sure that in your prayers that you are getting closer to God. And closer to God makes you closer to other people, too.
Mm. Wow.
Wise words, Elizabeth. Thank you for sharing those. And I love the way you said, you know, kind of block out the negativity, because we talk about that on this show, Elizabeth, don't we, Debbie, how, you know, what we take into ourselves, not just food-wise, but into our minds, into our hearts, that can really help to shape who we are. And a lot of people are being malformed right now because mm-hmm. of just so much negativity and criticism and violence and division. So I think that's great advice from Elizabeth.
I agree. Elizabeth, we love you. We always will remember you in prayer. Would you remember the whole Take Two family? Because we think you have a direct connection to God.
Thank you so much. And yes, I will remember you in my prayers.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Wow, we love you. I don't want to let you go. We want you to be part of the show forever. I love your spirit, Elizabeth. Isn't she just a beautiful soul?
Absolutely. Thank you, Elizabeth. We will let you go on that call. Keep listening there in Kenosha. We appreciate your listenership and definitely appreciate you for calling the program today. As we are talking about people who annoy you, it could be things that annoy you. Maybe, again, as I said before, you know, the annoyances that we experience, maybe that's a mirror reflecting back on us of some things that maybe are going on inside ourselves. Maybe we're the annoying people. Let's just have an honest conversation here at 833-288-3986.
Have you ever tried to be annoying? Like you go into a situation or an event and you're bored out of your wits and you just start annoying people, just hopefully, it's kind of this strange thing that happens to you that you think, you know, I'm just going to, have you ever had that happen? Why are you laughing?
I'm not sure. Well, I'm laughing because I'm not sure if I've ever done that or not.
I have. I'm going to admit it. I've gone into, we're in an industry where we go to, where we used to go to a lot of events. Now we don't anymore. Now they're all virtual, which is great. But remember, Jerry, I used to go to events every single weekend for Catholic Radio. Mm-hmm. And there were some events that were just so boring. I couldn't handle it. And I found myself kind of getting a little bit obnoxious, maybe to get, I don't know, uninvited to the next one. It didn't work yet, but, you know, we'll keep trying. Okay, so where are we going next, Jerry? Help me with the first name, the beautiful first name I'm seeing there.
I believe it's Casey in Beaufort, South Carolina, listening on Alexa. Hi, Casey, you're next on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie.
Hi. I would like to unashamedly admit that I am probably one of those people that annoy the heck out of a lot of people in my life.
Wow, Casey, why is that? What do they say to you?
Well, my mom's the only outspoken one about it, of course. We'll be having a conversation, I'll just tune out. Or if I'm on the phone, I have to be, like, if I'm talking to her on the phone, like, I'll just zone out on her. And she'll kind of sense that I'm, like, not listening anymore, and she'll get all huffy and hang up on me. But I am one of those people, and I don't know why, and I try to be better about it, but...
Mm-hmm. Well, okay, so here are a couple things. Do you think maybe when you're, it sounds like it's happening with your mom. Do you think maybe you know your mom so well, you know what she's maybe going to say or how she's going to react to something, that you do kind of go on a little bit of an autopilot phone conversation where you're not really thinking you're doing something else because you just know your mom so well? I'm trying to defend you, Casey. What do you think?
I can see that because I do talk to my mom a lot where I kind of just go on autopilot with her. But I do it with other people too. Like friends have stopped calling me because I'm just not as engaged. I really enjoy text message because I can do other things while I'm talking to people. Yeah, and the more I thought about it as I was waiting to get on, I was like, I do it to my husband all the time. He'll literally be talking to me, and I'll pick up my phone to do something while he's talking to me, just so I have something to do. It's not to be mean. It's not to... So, yeah.
Okay. So I got a challenge for you. Are you ready? You know, Jerry and I are both life coaches. And so we offer these great challenges that stretch you just a little bit in hopes that it would help you to grow. Are you open for a challenge?
Sure.
Okay, cool. All right. So the next time you're talking with your husband or some friends or your mom, say to yourself before you enter into the conversation, say, what if this was the very last time I ever talk to them.
Okay, definitely put that in perspective.
Yeah, try that. And it really works. Because I will tell you, Casey, just to fully, you know, full disclosure here, I'm the same way. My husband complains about it all the time. He'll say to me, why is it that you pick up the phone when I start talking to you? Why is it that you start cooking? Why is it that you turn on the television set? I've even had the television set on, the phone in my hand, and talking to my husband at the same time. And so I had to practice it myself. And now I'm super engaged every time he talks. And he actually has said to me, wow, you're really present. You're really listening to me. It's really a very sweet thing. And it's my own, and actually I'm going to say this, it comes from, and I'm not bragging about us, you know, Casey, I'm not bragging about that, but I've read that it has to do with when you're very, you're very intellectual, you have a brilliance about you. I'm not saying that, yeah, you do, Casey. I'm not saying I do, but you know what I'm saying? When you have a high intelligence, you tend to want to get a lot of things done, or you spend your time, you know, trying to absorb or bring in a lot of things at once. Would you say that could be an issue as well?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I'm constantly thinking of what needs to be done, you know, in the next hour, in the next day, in the next week, in the next month. And I've gotten better about that stuff. You know, I've put a lot of that into God's hands. Like, I can't control everything. You know, I can't control what's going to happen next month. I can only control what's happening now. So I've gotten a lot better about it. And I do try to be more engaged when I do talk to people. But I mean, I am definitely that person sometimes.
Well, Casey, I'm going to admit that I'm in that club as well, and I'm holding a little index card here that has 14 to-do things on it, and I was on a phone call with a friend this morning, and we had a wonderful conversation about some very important things, and I found my mind wandering. I'm looking at that list going, let's see, how do I prioritize this? What do I do first today? And of course, it always comes back to haunt you sometimes, because they'll be talking. They'll say, "What do you think?" And you went, "I think that's great."
Yep. I sadly sometimes do it with my kids too. They'll be talking to me, and I'll just be somewhere else. Like, I won't even have anything in my hands. I'll just be thinking of something else, and they'll just ask me a question. Mm-hmm. And I have to be careful now, because I've agreed to like ice cream, in the, you know, right before bed and stuff like that. So, I mean, it's just, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just the way my mind works or what. So, it's, and I just want people to know that most of us don't do it on purpose. It is not a conscious thing that we make a decision on. So,
right. It's a sign of brilliance. But all three of us are going to take on that challenge. And every time we encounter those folks in our life that we love so much, we're going to say, this possibly could be the last time. And let's see if it changes. It morphs into something much more, you know, fulfilling for all members, right?
Yeah.
Let's try it. I'm in.
Right.
I'm in. Jerry, are
I'm
you in?
I'm in. All
okay.
in.
Okay. See, Casey's in, I'm in, you're in. Anybody else? I think we could get our producer, our call screener. They can all be in, right?
Let's just do the entire Take-Two family. We're all in.
Right,
we want to
pay.
833. Thank you, Casey, for the call. Have a blessed day, a beautiful day. 833-288-3986. Dealing with annoying things or people in your life, or maybe you're the one who does the annoying. We're having a candid conversation about that today. Join us. We have Carol and Patricia on the line, and we'd love to have you join them as well. Join us on Take Two with Jerry and Debbie, talking about the annoyances of life and how we deal with them. Number is 833-288-3986. And ladies, if we can ask you to hold for just a minute, we just got an email from Sarah, one of our regular listeners. And this is really, it's a beautiful email, Debbie. Do you mind if I read it? It's just...
No, please do. Sarah always has wonderful things to share with us.
Yeah, it's not terribly long. It says, "Dear Jerry and Debbie, this reflection was in the Magnificat on Friday, July 17th, 2020. It helped my perspective about dealing with annoying people and situations. I hope others are encouraged too." And here's where the quote begins. It's by servant of God, Kiara Lubich, I think is how you say her name, Lubich, I'm not sure. But it says, "Putting up with annoying people. This, too, is a work of mercy, and we don't always recognize it as such. Living side by side, we Christians certainly try to love one another according to Jesus' example and commandment. But despite everyone's goodwill, occasionally people with very different personalities end up living together. Thus, it is comforting to know that to put up with others is a work of mercy, to endure their behavior, their awkward manner, their nagging, basically to lovingly disregard what are really minor shortcomings. Similar to feeding the hungry and visiting the sick, this is one of the works that will be asked of us at our final examination." And that is a quote from Servant of God, Kiara Lubich. I hope I said the last name right.
Yeah. Sarah, great. That's a beautiful email. I know that helps all of us. That is huge. I'm going to copy and paste that. That is great. But I just want to make a little tweak there. Husbands, please never use the word nagging with your wife. I'm just going to say that. It just doesn't go over real well.
Good point.
Nagging's not a great word. It's one of the words I think should be taken out of the vocabulary. I just don't like it. It doesn't even sound good, does it?
It's not positive.
It's not positive.
Life-giving.
That's right. That's true. But Sarah, thank you so much. That was great insight there to help us. And we were talking about that in the show synopsis, Jerry. We talked about how it's a building up of the virtues of charity and patience and all sorts of things that can really help you grow and learn about yourself and about others and get closer to God. So let's hear what Carol has to say. Carol's in Port Clinton, Ohio, listening on Annunciation Radio. Hi, Carol. Welcome.
Hi. Good to hear from you.
Yeah.
Thanks for calling.
So this is the scoop. You bet. I loved hearing what Elizabeth had to say, and you said you're going to copy and paste that Magnificat. Elizabeth's words need to be copied and pasted, too. They are so true. At 93 years old, that woman has taught us a lot.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just now coming back from the abortion mill in Toledo, Ohio. There's only one left. We're getting them closed one by one. The clinic escorts, if you allow them, they can be annoying. They have very foul mouths. And I am just a prayer warrior, but we also have sidewalk counselors, people who talk to the people going in. So I always pray for the person who's counseling them and also for the person who is coming, that she'll open her ears and listen. And they can be very annoying. But I realized probably about 5 years ago when I started doing this, that they're also children of God, that the escorts are. Even though they're negative and nasty to us, all we're doing is walking and praying. One time she said, "What's she doing?" And she goes, "Oh, she's protesting." And I go, "I'm not protesting. I'm praying." You know, they have to help educate. But what I just wanted them to know is I love them too. Even though it's a tough thing when they're yelling at you and cursing at you and calling you every name in the book, you realize God loves them. They're created by God also. So I no longer allow them to annoy me. They did in the beginning. In fact, they scared me, and then they annoyed. And then I realized they're children of God. A lot what Elizabeth was saying. It's so true.
Well, Carol, you have also shared a great deal of wisdom with us here, and I want to thank you. I know Debbie thanks you as well. The beautiful thing that you have done is you have seen beyond their behavior. You have looked inside of who they are, and they have a dignity and worth that is equal to each and every one of us. There's that saying, every saint has a past, every sinner has a future, and the thing is your quiet, loving, prayerful approach to this. And this is a good lesson for all of us. But that approach that you're taking, Carol, it can win people over. It can win people over to the side of truth and life a lot easier than engaging them in the name calling and the vitriol and so forth. What do you think, Debbie?
Oh, I completely agree. And I just want to thank Carol. Carol, thank you so much for the work that you do. You know, those prayers outside of the abortion clinics, they are making a difference. They're softening people's hearts and making people realize that it is a precious life and should be and should have the ability to be brought to this earth and not to be killed. And in your prayers, I think that's, you know, as you can tell when as you shared, when there's only one more a clinic that near the Toledo area, way to go. That's huge. And you just have to imagine that the good Lord is delighting in that. I will tell you that, Carol, it's interesting. Whenever I encounter somebody who really seems like they're so driven in what they think is their right thing that they are doing, like these escorts, I'm sure in a strange way, if you were to ask them and really sit with them, they think they're doing something really noble, right? My heart breaks for them because I think about their guardian angel, and their guardian angel is by their side, okay, trying to minister that to them, trying to illuminate their mind and strengthen their will, and they are shutting off their guardian angel. So oftentimes I will ask my guardian angel to go to their guardian angel and ask them, you know, maybe get a little bit more forceful with them to just be able to be open to some of these beautiful heavenly images that can be placed in their minds so that they can start to soften their hearts. What do you think about that, Carol?
I think you're absolutely right, and it's funny you talk about angels because four of us pray together in the morning, and we have many different little daily books, and one of them is on angels, and we're learning about the nine choirs of angels, and it's just mm-hmm. fun. But yeah. We realize that probably the escorts, they themselves have had an abortion. So to justify what they did to the child within them, they have to let these women also have abortions. But I like your idea. I got to pray mm-hmm. to their guardian angel. My guardian angel helped their guardian angel. That's mm-hmm. a great idea.
Oh, thanks. Yeah, this is 13 years of studying angels, Carol, so it has to come to some good use. So thank you. But thank you for the work you do. Wow. Is it just, I so admire you and keep up the great work. We're going to pray for strength for you and all those in your group, in your ministry team, that you can keep it up. And I think it's just really, really wonderful, Jerry.
Well, and Carol, I hope that you said there was one abortion mill remaining in your area that you've been helping to get them shut down with God's grace and prayer, one at a time. And we pray for God's holy will that this one that remains standing will also eventually be closed down, and that these little babies that would otherwise have gone through there and had their lives taken will actually be able to be born and live their lives. So thank you, Carol. We appreciate everything that you do, and for listening and calling Take Two with Jerry and Debbie. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Carol. Okay, Patricia's up next in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, listening on Alexa. Hi, Patricia. Welcome.
Hi. I wanted to thank you for the things that I heard today, because they really helped me that it's one of our works of mercy. Mm-hmm. I am very... I'm very familiar with taking too much time listening to people because from when I was younger, I feel for people and their problems very, very much so. And I had one woman that used to come and she just talk about her problems. She didn't want any help. She didn't want to go to Charismatic Renewal. She didn't want to go to prayer meetings. She didn't want to go to Al-Anon. But I still listened to her and felt bad for her when she came. Anyway, saw her through. There was another lady that did it. That did the same thing. And when my son, my oldest son, went out to work, and I only saw him. He was living. I think he was living with a friend of his. I only saw him at lunchtime. He came for lunch, and she just talked all through that lunch, and he finally had to interrupt her to say, well, I got to go back to lunch. I really felt really bad and very angry at that time. but then I couldn't be angry with her because I allowed it. Now I'm in an anonymous program, and I'm trying to, I really ask for prayers that I'll be able to say, okay, I have a half an hour, but I'll stay on for 3 hours with one lady, maybe talking, just talking about herself. And I have asked God, I do put my hand on the phone and ask Jesus, please, what can I do to help? I don't know what I can do. A lot of these things, I've never experienced them, but I can understand the pain. So anyway, that's what I'm in the process of doing. And Jerry, I'm glad that you said about boundaries. It's a boundary that I have to make, because my one thing in life was, don't talk to people, talk with people, listen to people when they talk. And I'm doing that, but now I'm 80 and I'm by myself, and it's kind of like company. So I have a hard time getting off. Anyway, in the meantime, I've remembered from listening to the people before me, I've remembered that I had asked God, you know, I don't know what I can do now. I'm legally blind. I'm losing my hearing. And I'm 80 years old. What can I do? I can't do too much. Can't go out because of the COVID virus. So this is something that I really, even though I'm here by myself, I could have time for more prayer rather than sitting in, on the phone, and just giving myself the ability to get something done by saying I only have a half an hour. So anyway, I have the best intentions. I always ask God to help me, and I really am trying to get closer to God in this way.
Hmm.
I really appreciate your conversation because you keep me company in the afternoon, and I learn an awful lot from different people. I'm Catholic, but I'm not. I don't have a lot of friends who are Catholic, and I try. I help out with the First Communion class in the September. We're going to do that, face masks and all. I really am trying, but I really ask for prayers that I'm able to say. I have half an hour, just so that I don't sit on the phone for 3 hours.
Yeah. Patricia, I'm with you on that. It's very uncomfortable for me to, when I'm on a phone call, to say, look, I got to get going right now. I have friends who don't have any problem with that at all. They'll call me, and then, you know, when they're done with their whatever they wanted to talk about, they say, well, I'll let you go now, you know. And I have a real problem with that.
That's not it. I'll let you go.
But, you know, you talked about listening. You know, listening is such a great gift. It's a tremendous gift to other people. And, you know, when we do that, we are allowing people, like we do on this program, we hope and pray that we achieve this, Debbie, don't we? That we want people to have a place, a safe place, to be able to talk, to share their story, to let their story be told. And so, you know, when we do listen to people, I think we're giving them one of the best gifts that we possibly can.
I agree. And Patricia, I just wanted to say, you know, you're doing such a beautiful ministry work. And it's, I know it's probably very helpful to you also to have that, fellowship, you know, talking to others and stuff. I pray for you that it is as fulfilling for you. So I think it's wonderful when we engage in these great conversations, but I hope, you know, you, it seems like you're such a giver, right? You're asking God, what can I do for this person? Everything. I hope you get that opportunity as well, that it benefits you to have these interactions, because I think we need that right now, especially during the COVID, and given, like you were just saying, your age and what you're going through with the eyesight and the hearing, we need to stay connected. We're made for community. We're made to build each other up and to be there for one another. We are the body of Christ. And so it's important we engage. And I hope it is fulfilling for you as well.
It is. One thing I would want to say about the angels, in case nobody knows it, there's a prayer that Mother Angelica prays to the nine choirs of angels and Saint Michael, and it's a beautiful, it's a Saint Michael's chaplet, and she goes through the nine choirs of angels. It's absolutely beautiful, absolutely powerful.
I agree. I love it. I absolutely love it. And that's why we talk about it so much on the show, Patricia, because, you know, it's interesting. I was actually listening to Catholic Radio a couple days ago, and I heard a couple shows right in a row, and a few of the hosts who, one of them's clergy, they don't really think that much of their guardian angel. And so it's interesting how we can overlook the ministry work of the angels. And it's unfortunate. It's a missed opportunity for all of us. So that's why we talk about it a lot on this show. And hopefully it does stick with people. And I thank you for bringing that again to our attention, because it is a very powerful prayer to the choirs of angels. Absolutely.
Well, you know something? If we can forget what Jesus has done for us, of course we're going to forget what the angels have done, because we can't see it. But true. It's fantastic when you know that you have a spiritual problem going on, and you say a prayer, and you feel that freedom, that mm-hmm. peace of mind. You know that the angels have taken care of it. Mm-hmm. So it's really, thank you so much. I really appreciate it. You really build me up, and I do get something from what I do to the ladies. And
good.
One lady, she said, I told her Jesus is very close to her, because she's very sick, and she says, I get it. I love to hear her say that. I get it. Now I get it. And it's beautiful to have somebody say that. Just even if she doesn't, you know, even if she gets it a little bit, she understands. What she gets is that Jesus is with her right there and then when she's in her most pain.
Mm.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
Well, thank you, Patricia, for your beautiful heart, your beautiful spirit, and keep those prayers going up to God for whatever the intentions are that you have. And please, if you'd be so kind, remember the show team and the Take-Two family in your prayers. We would be grateful for that. I want to mention, Debbie, real quick, EWTN Media Missionaries. EWTN is the largest religious media network in the world. That includes TV, radio, publishing, print, online, news, all of these things. But you know what? People don't benefit from it if they don't know about it. So if you would like to be one of those people in your community who prayerfully takes EWTN to parishes and the community throughout the print and electronic media we provide, visit EWTNmissionaries.com. EWTNmissionaries.com. Do that today and join us in sharing the eternal word with the world.
And we have some emails that you're going to read as well, Jerry. And I just wanted to say real quickly, Ron texted in, and I agree, Ron. Sometimes the annoying annoying sense is a person who's alone and has no one to listen to them. So they become can seem annoying, but they're really a person that is suffering from some loneliness. I couldn't agree more. I think that is spot on. Okay, here our friend Warren is calling in from Everett, Washington, Sirius XM 130. Welcome back, Warren.
Hi, thanks. Boy, I enjoy your show. I really do.
Thank you.
Glad I'm on. I talked last time I was talking to you, I was more or less it was a little different, but I think it was Debbie said women or men shouldn't really say their wives are nagging, and I thought that's it, I got to call in, because yes, men should say their wives are nagging if men want to, and because women shouldn't nag, and they shouldn't do anything like it. But that doesn't mean, you know, like what I tried to figure out how to say it without sounding like a jerk, because mm-hmm. I'm annoying and I don't mind being annoying. And that's the other reason I was thinking of calling in. We don't like when I was very young, I'll say it this way. When I was very young, I was selling life insurance and I complained about my manager to another person who told me, the thing you complain about a person or the thing that annoys you about a different person is what's a problem in your life. And I've always tried to think of that with anyone that's annoying me. If, for instance, it is annoying to me when I'm told I'm not allowed to say, don't nag me to my wife, that annoys me. So then if that's my problem, I can deal with it. But if you're, meaning Debbie saying that to me, if you're the problem, then I'm powerless.
Mm.
And so really, I think annoying people are put in our lives so we are empowered. And I think that it's another person's weakness or annoying personalities or their sinful nature that we have as well that strengthens us. It's not their perfection, because even Jesus Christ was killed for his perfection. People can't deal with perfection, but we do deal very well with weaknesses and annoyances. So I don't know if what I'm saying you catch, but my thought is be grateful. Thank the Lord very much that there are annoying people like Warren in your life, because we strengthen one another with them. Like, you can literally look at it and say, well, am I going to stop saying don't tell men to nag? Or am I going to continue? That's your right. You can actually say don't tell a man, or don't tell a woman that she's nagging.
Right.
And I can continue to say, you are nagging me. You know, like, we help each other with our annoyances anyways.
Does that make sense? Oh, yeah, absolutely. And Warren, I really appreciate your angle on this. I really do. I think, you know, I've always viewed it as when people that annoy me, it's an opportunity for me to grow. It's an opportunity for me to learn more about myself and to also understand where their come from is. And please forgive me if it any way, shape or form it made you pick up that phone that I said about nagging. It's just an interesting thing. I've been to many trainings for couples that come for marriage help, and they've often said that the word nagging is a trigger word. They also say that when you tell women to calm down, that's another thing that really bothers women, because it's implying that the person is not, you know, in control of their feelings and their situation, and it's kind of presuming certain things or assuming certain things that may not be there. And so please forgive me if I you know, in any way made, you know, triggered something like that with you, but I totally understand it. And I think when we're agitated a bit, you know, there's a healing and a cleansing that happens. Look at the agitation of a washer machine, how it spins and rubs the clothes, and it's rubbing the clothes back and forth. Why does it do that? Well, it does that to cleanse. So in that sense of tension, that agitation, you can come out of it in a much better way. So I think that's where you were going too, right, Warren?
Well, I will say that if you think about Jesus Christ, when he spoke to the woman and said, did the dogs eat before the children? That was annoying. That was really annoying. When you think about him waking up in the boat and everybody's saying, Master, Master, don't you care? We're going to die. And he stands up and says, peace, be still. And then he looks at everybody and rather says, it's okay now, guys. He says, where's your faith? What are you fearing for? I mean, how annoying. Jesus Christ was probably very annoying. And why? Because it's that agitation that you used in the washing machine. It does purify us. If we are willing to listen with the Spirit, even when the person is not of God or not Christ-like and is annoying to us. And as far as the trigger words, like some words are trigger words, but so what? That's your problem, not mine. It's same as you saying, hey, men don't nag. That's a trigger word for me. So what? That's my problem, not yours. You don't have to worry.
Well, Warren, for the sake of time, I'm just going to jump in here, brother. Thank you for your passionate thoughts on this. I would just, the thought about Jesus being annoying, well, Jesus, I guess, did annoy a lot of people, the religious leaders of the time and so forth, but it wasn't any imperfection on his part, to be sure. As I mentioned earlier in the program, sometimes when we feel annoyed by certain people, it's because of something within us. And Jesus simply looked at the disciples in the boat and said, hey, you know, you guys don't understand this yet. You don't understand who I am yet. And like I said, the religious leaders really took offense at Jesus because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And Jesus, at some point in the Bible, I can't remember where it is, Debbie, but he says, do you also take offense at me or something like this? So anyway. Yeah.
No, that was very good. I absolutely love that. He ruffled a lot of feathers. You know, he really challenged people. Warren, thank you so much. We love that you call in. Call anytime. And thank you for the wonderful comments about the show. We work really hard at it to try and have this wonderful platform for all of us to come together. So thank you. God bless you. Have a beautiful rest of your day. Jerry, you wanted to get to John's email.
Yeah, well, I found the scripture. It's Matthew 11:6. Blessed is he who does not take offense at me. That is, those are the words of Jesus in the Bible. But yeah, I wanted to quickly mention our good friend John was listening. He says, I had a moment on my lunch break to weigh in on today's topic. I know that I get on people's nerves in regards to my punctuality. I'm of the belief that if I'm early, I'm on time. And if I'm on time, I'm late. I always try to be at least 15 to 20 minutes early, no matter where I'm going. And I know that it can seem a little annoying. On the annoying side. Have a blessed day, John.
Oh,
I'm with you, John, on that one.
Thank you, John. We appreciate it. And we're reading all your emails as well. So please do send us an email at take2@ewtn.com. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, Jerry and Debbie Facebook page. Visit our website, standtalltoday.com. And Jerry, I want our Take Two family to get together and think about this, because tomorrow we're going to bring to the world our favorite memories of Mother Angelica.
Looking forward to that. Until then, please do everything you can to have a beautiful and blessed day. Know that you're in our prayers, and we appreciate you keeping us in yours. God bless.